Hello and welcome to a fantastic Monday episode of the True Chat Show, because I feel like I haven't seen you in a millennia.
A millennia?
Yeah, it's been pretty long.
Because people can live that long.
Well, it's felt like I haven't seen you in a millennia, but it's my name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin.
I'm the guy.
That's because it's literally been
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we've been physically in the same place.
Yeah. Oh, I miss this. I miss this. This is gonna be a good one. Yeah,
okay.
I know. I can feel it in my bones. But before we start our discussion about nothing, I just want to let you know that you can tune in to this show Monday through Friday by 6 p.m. Eastern time. So, I mean, what the heck has been up since the last time I've seen you? You got your hair did, but I mean, nothing too different on that end.
Nope, got it cleaned up.
Got it cleaned up.
Because it was about time. It was long enough that it was down, and you can't see, but down below my eyeballs if I brought it straight down. Like, it was down to here. It's pretty nuts.
You could have been like a weird, cool emo kid.
Right.
Dyed all
black. I could have done that. I don't know if it would have been cool, but I could have done
it. I think it would have been cool.
Could have done that, so.
It's cool.
If emo kids can
have blonde
hair.
If you're feeling cool, Justin.
Okay. If I make it cool,
yeah.
It can be cool.
I mean,
I have that power.
Yeah.
I can just say it.
Yep.
And then it is.
Then you're cool.
Got it.
Then you're rad.
I wish that's how things worked.
Cool is all about the swagger that you walk with the new thing you
did
got.
Did you tell Alex that he is, in fact, very stylish, according to our episode on style?
Yes. I didn't. But yes, he is. I was sorry. I was agreeing with your statement, then answering, no, I did not.
Yeah. We discovered the nerd style is a thing.
Oh, apparently. Well, he was here for that.
Okay.
The T-shirt with the... with the blazer on top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, I wouldn't know that because
yeah,
I wasn't
actually
here.
You weren't in the room, yes.
Okay.
That makes sense.
What have you been up to?
Well, you didn't answer my question, but I'll tell you what I've been up to. Almost nothing. I drank a lot this weekend.
Oh.
Probably too much. Watched the first two episodes of Ozark, the Netflix show.
I am familiar.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
That didn't sound extremely like a strong answer, but okay. I watched the first two episodes. I think it's pretty good. It starts off just aggressive. Very aggressive, that show.
Yeah.
But Jason Bateman is great in it. I think he's great. Whoever plays his wife also has a couple scenes where she really knocks it out of the park. So
you're going to keep watching.
I am going to keep watching, yes. And his oldest daughter, they say she's 15. She is 18, by the way, before I make this comment, but there's no way that she's 15. It's like glaringly like you are very obviously 18 in a model.
Okay.
And she's very obviously 18 in a and a model. So
gotcha.
I don't like that.
She's of
shows.
Legal age.
She is of legal age.
Okay.
Yes, I did look that up.
You checked.
I did check, yes.
Cam wanted to make sure before he proclaimed his attraction to said woman that
yes.
She was of a proper age to proclaim said attraction.
You know, maybe... never mind.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. You know what? Screw it. No, why not? Why not? I'm the host of the show. We're going to talk about it. Have you in your life ever found someone under the age of 18 attractive?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever... Nope. I was going to add a caveat. Yeah. I was going to add the caveat as an adult.
Yes.
Okay. Once you figure out their age, let me ask a different question. Did you know that they were under the age of 18 when you found them attractive?
Yes.
Then my second question no longer has any bearing. Have you ever found someone attractive, then found out they were under 18 and found them less attractive?
No.
Isn't the age is so weird, man. It's just weird.
Well,
it
mainly,
is very strange.
Mainly because
like, everybody's
the only time that it was like realistic was when I was 18 and 19, respectively. And then after that, not really since then.
So like you've gotten to 20, 21, gotten out of the Romeo and Juliet range and just kind of like...
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it's not that I find them attractive, but I don't really associate with anybody under the age of 18, other than
but
brother.
There's like actors and actresses that you see and it's like, oh...
Yes.
That's a thing. Oh, God, she was 16 when she filmed this. Well, it's like that 70s show chick. What's her name? Mila Kunis. Yeah, she was 16 when that show, probably, or was she a little younger than that, maybe? Yeah, she might have been younger than that when she started, you know, that show. But everyone was like, oh, she's just she's just a hot chick that we can put in the show. But it's you know, it's weirder because she is younger, which I find interesting.
So have you encountered this problem? Is that why we're discussing?
Well, I almost did with Ozark. I actually think depending on when they filmed it, she may have been 17 at the filming of Ozark. But I tell you, she's 18 now.
It's also not like, I mean, you know, it's not like you're 80 or something bizarre. It's not like you're that far away from, you know, I mean, I know people who are 22 who are dating people who are 26 or 28, which isn't any different than what you're talking about.
Right.
It just so happens
it's kind of different because there's
a legal difference in.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's because.
And yes, mentally there's a difference. Obviously.
That's what I was going to get to. Is people's mental age is most of the time, some of the time it's very near their own age as you would see. At your average, this is how smart you should be. This is how accepting of different ideas you should be, or this is how, you know,
ready for
sexual anything you should be at this age. Yeah. But like everybody develops so differently when it comes to that brain age stuff. I don't know. It's interesting.
It's bizarro.
I'd like Stanford. Hey, here's another study I want from you.
Why is Stanford the love child?
You know, hey man, it's a running,
not that there's anything
joke.
Wrong with Stanford, but
that may have been where I associated it with was a psychology
the Stanford Prison Project.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
No, that's
till they lost control of the situation and realized, oh no, this
I think that's great. I think mission successful.
I mean, they learned a lot.
They learned a lot. They
Which
learned
is that
a
it
lot.
Doesn't even take 2 weeks to convince people that they lead a totally different life than they actually do.
That's crazy, man. Especially like. Because I'd assume people, you know, who train with the armed forces or anything to, like, resist torture tactics, like, they wouldn't do that. But, like, say we get attacked by aliens or something. I'm sorry I always go back to aliens, but, like, and they enslave the world and they just force people to work the way that they do. I mean, we'd be enslaved and people would start giving up. Most everyone would start giving up within, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, this is our new normal.
Because yeah.
No one's saved us yet.
They were also volunteers, so you have to take that into account. Because, like, on the one hand, yes, they were more receptive to changing, but they also weren't arrested, tried and convicted, and then placed in prison. Like, they're not trying to defend themselves, unlike somebody who would generally be thrown in prison of, like, I didn't do this thing. This is wrong. And they're like, nah, I mean, we signed up to be here. And then we're real receptive to being like, yeah, we're super guilty of these things that we definitely didn't do because we're volunteers from a week ago. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. The mind.
It's pretty nuts.
The mind is a terrible thing.
And, like,
thing.
The guards, I mean, the whole thing. Like, everybody's like, yep, this is who we are.
I'm going to beat the crap out of people funsies.
Yep. Nuts.
I'll tell you what. You gotten in on all this Trump going after the NFL stuff?
Yeah.
Lately?
Well, no, I haven't gotten in on it, but yes, I'm familiar with
that
it.
That is all I've
heard. Just saw an article from Time magazine. They were covering a World War II veteran who's 90-something, and he was taking a knee. He's like, I think he said something along the lines of, saying a football player disrespects the American flag is like saying a World War II veteran disrespects the country or something. Like, he was basically saying that it's totally fine they're doing this, and he was taking a knee in the picture they took of him saying that I support what they're doing because they have that right.
Yeah.
So, not that they don't have that right, but the NFL also has the right to say that they can't do that if they want to be part of it.
Right. Yeah.
So,
but the NFL, I mean, the
right,
NFL,
as long as
the NFL is between a rock and a hard place here, because they can't be like, I mean, don't do it, even though half the league's going to do it, because we don't want you to.
That's right.
I find it so interesting, because at the Steelers game, they stayed in the locker room. Them and three other teams just didn't come out on the field. They just stayed in the locker room, didn't want to have anything to do with it. They couldn't, as a team, decide to either kneel together or stand together, so they just stayed in the locker room during the national anthem. Because, well, when the president calls you as a league out, I mean, everybody kind of has to, you know, get together and talk about it.
I just think there's so many more effective ways to protest what they're talking about.
Is there, though? I mean, everybody is talking about it. This has permeated, you know,
right,
the
but
sports
I mean,
world.
I think the thing
which is
that
normally a thing people go away,
there's
go
so
to
many
to
things
escape.
They could choose to take a stand about, or like, use as a symbol to take a stand, and they're choosing the national anthem, which doesn't directly really have anything to do with what they're protesting. I mean, neither does football. of course.
Right.
But they're choosing to, again, what they're protesting, somewhat unclear, as it has been from the start.
Well, Kaepernick has started to put his, you know, his stamp on that. Right. It was his original
protest.
We're
getting more clarified now.
Yeah, his original protest was about police brutality and racism in the justice system. But now it seems like people are staying in the locker room and kneeling almost as an F you to President Trump for some of them, for trying to tell them what to do, a protest against a president telling them that they can't protest. I mean, there were a lot of different reasons. Right. I don't think you can pinpoint what everyone was doing. On that Steelers game, before we move too much farther, though, Villanueva, their right guard, came out. He's a retired Army Ranger, served three tours in the Middle East, and he came out and stood by himself without the team. Which some Steelers and his coach actually in a press conference said, I don't like that he did that. But over the last 24 hours, he has the best-selling NFL jersey. So it's a little telling to what people think about all these protests.
Yeah. I think what is happening is disrespectful in the sense that it's unclear for what reasons these people are doing it. And it's also like jersey sales, you know. It's having unintended effects that don't have anything to do with changing the cause. I feel like if these players really wanted to make a difference, instead of doing it in any way related to football, they could just as easily get together outside of football in one big group, and they could call a press conference, and they could do their thing. And they would gain, I think, just as much attention without disrupting what is supposed to be their work. That's like the debate that we've had about whether or not it's okay to bring politics into work. And I think most businesses would tell you generally no, you know, unless your business is based around that, obviously. Then it's a little different, like ours. We kind of
I don't
have
want
to.
You to bring politics.
That's
to
right. So we'll just have to cancel the show.
I haven't done a State of Us in like
a week.
A week, man.
Oh, God. A whole week.
No, I
feels
I'd,
bizarre.
Yeah, that's why this Trump thing kind of hit me hard, is because I was out of politics for like a week and a half,
right,
and then
like,
he was just like, "Hey, do you want to watch your NFL games?" Wrong. Here I am. This is my town now.
This is my town.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Our town.
I can confirm. But it has been a great conversation
so far.
Speaking
of which.
And when you tune in, go
Montgomery
ahead.
Gentry.
You mean it?
Yeah. Just
what about
death
it?
And destruction. That was like out of nowhere. Another star, as you talk about, that's just dead.
Wait, what? Montgomery did...
Not both of them.
Oh.
Gentry.
Gentry died today?
No, that was like a week ago.
Oh, okay, great. I totally didn't hear about that, but that's upsetting.
Yeah, in a plane crash.
I like Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah, like 5 minutes after takeoff or something.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. That's rough.
It's like one of those up in the air and then...
Then right back down?
Yep.
Dude, planes, man.
Don't know what happened.
I'll tell you what. You know, a lot more car wrecks in the great state of the USA, but... In the great state. In the great...
well, we are
the great country
state,
that we live in. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a sovereign state.
Despite our confusing
right.
terminology
yeah, it's,
here
our terminology is strange, but... right. So I'll say, in the great state of the USA, lots of car wrecks, lots of car deaths, but you get in a plane crash, that's pretty much over. you're pretty done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're in the air.
Right. You're much safer in the air unless you're about to be in an accident. In which case, your chance of death is much higher.
Probably
than
much
you're
higher.
In a vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's generally an all or nothing situation. So.
Indeed. The show of the week this week, as I was getting to, is Business is Art. And when you'll be sure to hear, John Umstead, author and business consultant, discussing funding, planning, tracking, and the execution at different levels of business. Learn from John and his many special guests from... this is the one that's not edited again. I haven't been reading off this thing for a while, and this is the one that's not edited.
I hand-marked mine.
God bless it.
Here.
And his many guests. So you too can succeed in the world of business and in the game of life every Tuesday by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got a lot of other shows too, since I've already butchered the entire read. Sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and so much more. You should tune into all those shows on our app or website.
And in the game of life. That was a bold claim.
And in the game of life. Yeah,
Camden wrote it.
I don't know how much... You're right, I did. He does. He says bald claim all the time. You just gotta live with it.
I know. I hate it. Camden is editing this in case you were wondering what all of a sudden happened, why everybody was quiet.
Oh, sorry. I thought you guys were going to keep going. But or at
you
least
guys?
You guys.
The one without the mic
hey
and the one with the mic.
You guys! Sorry. Yeah. You know,
if they couldn't hear Alex before, they definitely can't hear him now. Yeah. These microphones are even tighter.
Not even a little bit. So he can talk over there and no one will hear him.
There is nothing.
That's upsetting. He's not sitting like an owl anymore.
Did you listen to the State of Us from Thursday?
Sorry. Really sorry. No, I did not.
You should do that. It's about Generation Z making its labor force debut.
Oh yeah.
We got a study, a poll of 80,000 undergraduate students, across 356 universities, and then a poll of 18,000 11th and 12th graders.
Oh, okay.
And their outlook on their career that is now beginning.
Can I make a guess? Yeah. How's the job market?
Rough. Actually, they are surprisingly optimistic, and it looks like they're doing... No, all of them.
None of them have graduated yet.
Everybody's
in college.
They're right. There's some that could be like a year out, but they'd be just barely. Again, it depends on how you define it, because everybody's like, wow, there's no standard for this.
Generations.
I'm just going to say.
They start when you want them to start.
That's right. We just make these up as we go. Who names them? No one knows. The media just kind of throws some things out there, tests it, and then everybody goes with whatever was most popular. Like millennials. Who decided that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In some polls were millennials and others were not. And then in some, both my sisters are millennials. So, it all depends.
Yeah.
That was Futurama joke, by the way, for any of you tuning in.
The way that True Chat defines it is usually a term of about 15 to 20 years. So millennials generally should be ranging from about 1980
to 95.
Yeah, to 95. Or you could go
tail end
all the way to 2000.
The millennials that are ruining the country.
This one defines it as people born 2000 or after. So people who could not.
So what happened tonight? Where's my middle sister? She's in the void.
That's right.
Did her 5-year gap just get sent to the shadow realm or what?
Yeah, there's no generation for them.
All right, great. They live with no homes.
Millennial 1.5 edition. Yeah.
Really, really crappy booster pack there on the millennial back end there. I don't think any of those guys have done anything huge for us yet.
Yeah, it looks like they are finding the balance that millennials haven't been able to find was basically the conclusion
of
the study. It was really good. It was very optimistic.
So millennials just
suck with the results.
Is what we learned.
No.
And Generation Z is ready to rock and roll.
They're making some improvements, but it's like we were the ones that weren't really, we weren't born with the technology, and they are, but they have the benefit of watching what technology is doing to the generation in front of them. So they are moderating it differently than we are.
Gotcha.
It's quite curious. So
curious.
Like they prefer to search for jobs online, but there's actually a strong preference, like over 60% that prefer an in-person interview, as to where millennials was almost the opposite. It was like 70% prefer a virtual interview of some sort, not an in-person one.
That's weird. I would not want a virtual interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a case.
We're also, all three of us are from a small town where...
Ah, crap.
You pretty
right.
much only had an in-person interview option. Because anyone who would be interviewing you, chances are, probably couldn't virtually interview you, even if they wanted to.
Because A, they wouldn't know how.
Right.
Or B, they don't have the technology.
Right. Or both.
Or both.
Or don't want it.
Yeah.
It could be all three.
Oh, yep. We know.
The trifecta.
With our good old hometown.
Mm-hmm.
They are not the most open to new, fresh ideas.
New, fresh ideas?
Mm-hmm.
That's redundant. Lance would hate it.
He would hate it.
That's why our mission statement changed.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, that sucks. And we're like, oh.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right, old English teacher.
I don't know if it's sad that we didn't know that or if it's more sad that it took like a year for anyone to point that out.
I like it.
Like that
new fresh ideas added a nice cadence to the end when we said it.
Yeah, it did. But he was the first person to point it out. And it's like, so either that's a bad thing that no one in society noticed, or they didn't care enough to tell us, or that we didn't know.
Or it's just commonly accepted English. People say things are new and fresh all the time.
Yeah. New and fresh.
Yeah.
It may be redundant.
Yep. Unnecessary. Right. Yeah. I mean, I could say the sky is blue. And the sky is blue twice. Doesn't mean I should, but I could.
Yeah.
I could say it.
The sky is aqua.
Yeah.
And the sky is blue.
Oh, well, see, people, there would be people out there that would argue with you that those
absolutely
are not the same thing.
Yeah. Dude, color snobs, man,
the
60, tell you what.
The 64 they
live,
Crayolas.
Oh, they live
or
in
the 100 and something Crayolas.
Yeah, they live in a different world than I do, color snobs. Yeah. I tell you what, man. Hey, looks blue to me. I'm looking at that scatter and it
see,
looks
is your
blue.
Jersey blue, Cam?
Yes.
Okay. Is this water bottle also blue?
Correct.
Okay. Is my shirt blue?
Yes.
See, most... Yes. Some of it... Well, he's further away. He can't see.
Oh.
It's mostly blue.
Are the things green? Are the little stripes? Are they green?
No.
What color are they?
There is a stripe that I would call maroon, and then there's another one.
There's
that's
two stripes?
Probably like white or yellow.
By God. I can't see the other stripe.
That's right, because it's really dark.
Yeah. I don't think I need new glasses.
I mean,
okay. I need
you
new frames.
You still need new glasses.
I need new frames. I don't think I need... Okay, we've had this discussion.
We've had this discussion.
Yes.
You were wrong.
I was wrong. Glasses should be the glass part.
It doesn't matter if it should be. They're not.
That's BS.
They're not.
It's BS, and it's one of the things in this world I disagree with. Okay. But there are... Shush, Alex. There are one...
But they're still glasses.
There is one thing in this world that I do agree with, though. And that's our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics@truechat.org.
Man, this show's flying by.
I know. I can't believe it. Like I looked down and we were at 21 minutes when I started
zoom.
I was like, by God, that's insane.
Yeah, just like that. All right.
There are just certain things that I can get Alex to chuckle with, and they're really easy and cheap, but he enjoys them.
On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being absolutely no joy and 10 being like ecstasy for Camden.
Yeah.
When Alex chuckles at the little things that you say on a daily basis, where does that fall in your range of enjoyment?
Probably a good 7.5. I get pretty happy when people chuckle at my stuff. I really like it.
Now, see, that could be skewed, though, because maybe he said 7.5 so that we would laugh, which would kind of be sad.
You figured it out. No. Oh, okay. This joke is not going to be funny to anyone else because I don't have enough time to set it up. But
How much time do you need to set it up? Good Lord.
This joke went on for about 10 minutes and it was about sending your parents to the Shadow Realm because you didn't like them. Do you know the Shadow Realm? Did you watch
Yu-Gi-Oh? Do I know it?
Yeah, do you know of the Shadow Realm?
No, I can't.
Okay, you didn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh as a kid?
Well, I watched like 5 episodes. I had Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but I'm not...
Yeah, you didn't. You'd never learned how to play
Yu-Gi-Oh,
the game.
That's right.
You had a Blue-Eyes White Dragon, and it'd be in your hand, and you'd just be like, and I play it.
Yep.
And it's now on the field. I can't deal with that.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
That's a good tactic.
Anyway, I went to a card shop today to get and a pack of nerd cards.
What is that?
No
one can see it. I don't know what it is.
It's a deck box.
Says Ultra Pro, which could be a lot of things.
You put cards in there.
All right.
It's just a place to store cards.
Mm. So
it fell over.
So you spent money on an organizational tool.
I did.
Yes. What you're telling me.
I did. I spent about $4 on it.
Okay. And you're feeling all right. Nothing wrong?
I think so. Anyway, I had like
How much did that cost?
$4. I just said that.
Oh, okay.
I
missed that.
Yeah, well, it's okay. I saw this Yu-Gi-Oh card. I had it as a kid. It's like $25 now. I was really pissed.
Wow.
It's called like Rijiki or something. It's the lightning bolt. All right, nerd
of
man.
Of course he knows
Raigeki,
that.
Apparently is what it's called. Rijiki. I was going like Rafiki from
Do you have Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Alex?
He does not have Yu-Gi-Oh cards is the answer.
Do you have Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
I no longer have them. No, I don't know what happened to them. But yeah, I had them when I was a kid.
No, weird. You have things like that just disappear and it's like, I have no idea what happened.
Oh, my
to that
mom
thing.
Totally threw them away.
Just gone.
I'd assume, yeah. In a move or a redo
it
of the
ran
house
away,
or something, yeah.
Along with your fish and your cat.
Oh. I don't they did that with our dog once, I'm pretty sure. They've never admitted to it, but they just said yeah, Mandy ran away. We can't find her.
Yeah. Ignore the freshly dug hole out back.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't think. I can't tell if the dog actually ran away or if it
They
died.
Did a good job disposing of the body.
Regardless, it died. Okay. So, yeah. She was really old, you know, had something wrong, you know. The dog you can tell when dogs start to go as they start to like get a little bit of a weird gait to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she ran away, she didn't go far. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
So she could have run away and then died.
Away. Well, she wasn't running. It was more of a
gating away.
Yeah, it was more of a brisk walk at that point.
Gotcha. Hobbling away.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's too morbid for you, Alex. Talking about a dog with a gimp front
leg.
That's
too morbid. Yeah. I'm gonna say, I'm pretty sure weren't we just talking about the shadow realm?
Oh, the shadow realm. Anyway, so it was a very long joke, and somebody sent like their brother or their family member to the shadow realm, and the commercial to send them to the shadow realm ends with "Look a molar," and then it's the shadow realm. Send your friend, and he laughed at "Look a molar" for I think 10 minutes, the hardest I've ever seen Alex laugh, and it made me feel really good. Was the whole point to that story? As he still laughs at it, as he remembers,
he can see it in his head.
Yeah,
it's one of those commercials that "Look a molar" with you. Forever.
It's just like one of those Joe Blow cookie cutter, like skinny white kids just like puff of smoke, and it's just like, "Look, a molar," just in both hands, zoom in on the molar, shadow realm, and then the number in the commercial ends.
It brings him pure joy. And Camden feeds off of said joy.
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah. I think I like bringing other people joy.
Did you see the dog food commercial with Mr. Barky Von Schnauzer in it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, Barky Von Schnauzer was not in it, but that was the whole thing.
Yeah, and he was like, "Mr. Barky Von Schnauzer."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we named Rodney
Von Schnauzer.
Von
Schnauzer.
Yeah, of course I've seen that show. Yeah. Or show. That
Which is ironic, commercial. Seeing as we never actually saw the dog, so we wouldn't know
right
if he looked like the dog or not.
Yes. You guys, the Weller clan really enjoyed that commercial.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it was, I'm trying to remember what it was for. It was some dog food brand, I think. I don't know what that had to do with giving a dog a name they'll like, but I was like, okay, great.
Well, that was a story.
It's one of those commercials where the commercial doesn't have anything to do with what's actually being sold. And then, and then at the end, it's just like, boom, name.
All right. That's
positive
that's
association.
That's how we're ending this show. We're talking about advertising because you're bringing up a great point. Cologne commercials are the most confusing things in the world. What are you going to do? Like, because Axe commercials make sense. Sprays the Axe on.
And then hot women come.
Good or hot women come. Like, that makes sense.
And then they disappear in
like,
sexy time.
I saw Axe. A Chanel commercial Get one late. Time where it was just like, elegance, and it's just like a horse. It's just a horse with like a weird washed out. Yeah, and it's just a horse on a beach running by itself.
That's right.
And it's just something by Chanel, and then the commercial ends, and I'm just like, what did I watch? How is this gonna make me remember this cologne? Yeah, you don't.
Oh,
you don't.
Oh no, it's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really reaching, but at the same time, it's like, ooh, you spray this, and it will evoke mystery.
Oh.
And who doesn't want that?
Apparently. Like, it's like...
To be totally unreadable by the person you're trying to get. Ooh, I love them. I feel like, a very small subset of people that want someone who they're like, ooh, I can read nothing about them. That's super attractive. Because, see, I don't want... Yeah. No, I'm like, definitely not. If I can't get any kind of read on you, why would I
Did you raise your hand?
He did.
Of course he did.
Yeah, naturally. Him in the shadow realm.
Yeah.
That's why he loves it.
The shadow realm.
The shadow
realm. Yeah. Meet his women in the shadow realm. I mean, okay... The Shadow Realm is not somewhere.
The Shadow Realm?
Yeah, well, there are many special ways to get to the Shadow Realm. One of them is with our new product, Magic Cards that send your parents to the Shadow Realm. It's a long title. It's a working project.
That's a bit cumbersome.
In the show in Yu-Gi-Oh, I think there was just you lose a card game and then The mystical objects in the show, the Millennium Items, oh my God, I remember, that what some of them can send you to the Shadow Realm.
Gotcha.
When you
know
lose a card game. What's that?
The DirecTV commercials about switching from cable.
Yeah.
The whole thing had nothing to do with DirecTV until right at the end where it's like, and that's because he had cable.
and switch to DirecTV so that you don't end up dead in a ditch.
That's Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They were really
good.
They were actually like...
Yeah.
Right, yeah, like this is a bizarre thing that would never happen. And then they're just like, yeah, switch DirecTV so that doesn't happen to you. It's like, okay.
You know what? Fair.
That's right.
It's a fair marketing tactic.
Right. Who wants cable if that's what
happens
to you?
I really don't want my head lopped off by a pair of shears. I guess I'll switch to DirecTV.
That's right. Yeah. If given the option, I think I would choose that every time over the shears.
So. As you should.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just makes sense.
Need to watch Turn, Cam.
It's okay, good. Turn getting good.
Yep.
I like it.
Into
did you
season
yeah,
four.
Did you do anything over the last weekend that I haven't seen you?
I mean, I did a lot of stuff. I don't think much of it is too terribly interesting. I'm trying to think if any of it was. Nah, not particularly.
All right.
Watched more Turn.
Yeah.
Worked.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, that's all we did. We just at least me. All I have done over the last like 2 weeks is just consume media. We do need to finish American Vandal. That is something you should watch. It's hilarious. Hilarious. Netflix is killing it right now with good originals. Yeah, they are.
Plus five to Netflix. If Netflix wanted you to work for them.
Yes. We have this discussion every week.
Every week.
If someone wanted you to work for... If any company on this planet wants
Camden to work for them, the answer is yes.
Yep.
Camden, Amazon wants you now.
Yep.
They literally want everyone.
Yeah, I know. So if
that
you
way
know,
you work there and then you buy from them, that's
bingo.
The scheme.
That's
right.
The scheme. Then they just employ the world.
Walmart. The future.
The future. Employ the world.
You could see a shivers. You could work at Amazon.
Yeah, there you go.
You would have to interact with people less.
You could get future. You could go to future Walmart. Amazon.
That's
the
right.
Future Walmart.
Yeah.
What you know? I think Walmart is going to end up winning the game. Of actual brick front stores because they're going to put a big propellers on all their stores and they're just going to get to fly around.
I don't know if structurally
then you can just
can
no it doesn't matter. Then you can just you know
just fall apart as lift
yeah you
off
don't
happen.
Know yeah they're just going to put it all in a little force field with propellers and they're just going to fly around.
It'll be that perfect.
And you know you everyone has to go
fields,
into Walmart.
We still need propellers.
Everyone has to go into a Walmart like little ordering kiosk.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, hey, I want all these things. And then, like a B-27 bomber, it just flies over your house, and they just go, and they just throw it at you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in the world of Walmarts with force fields.
You have to work week-long shifts at Walmart. You get 1 week in the air, 1 week on the ground. 1 week in the air, one
Jeez.
Week on the ground, where you just deliver everything. Yeah. That's how they don't lose all their money on their brick and mortars and get to have air delivery.
I feel like it would be really slow if you were trying to fly the store.
You know, I'm glad both of you found that at least a little funny because there was way too much setup and I didn't think there was going to be a lot of payoff. So I'm glad. Dude, you know what I learned from Ben the other day?
What?
That he listens.
I just followed Ben on Twitter.
Did you? Yeah. That'll be a time. anyway.
Well, it's a good thing I don't read Twitter.
There you go. Ben stops listening to shows with just me and Alex on them when Alex says something that he finds is funny and then laughs at it that Ben doesn't find funny. He just stops listening. Like, he has a whole collection of podcasts, Nerdcasts, with just Alex and I, where he gets about 4 minutes in, Alex says some stupid joke, laughs at his own joke, and Ben can't handle it and turns the podcast off.
Wow.
It was so funny. I was like, you've got to play me some that have just pissed you off sometime. It's pretty funny.
He just hates Alex that much.
I don't think it's a hatred towards Alex. I think it's
just a hatred toward all his beliefs.
No,
and opinions.
I think they have a different sense of what is like funny, and entertaining.
So he hates his humor.
Maybe.
Okay.
I think so. Some
How
of
would
his
you
humor.
Describe Alex's sense of humor?
Deadpan, dry.
Sarcasm.
Dark. Not as much sarcasm, okay. Like storytelling. Very much
so
like a beginning, middle, and end.
Deadpan storytelling.
Yes. It's an interesting one for sure. It's definitely,
I could see why at first glance Ben might not be
receptive.
Yeah,
it's niche. It's very niche. So and wordplay, yes. He does like puns.
Mm.
Deadpan puns. I met Alex Jr. at a pre-release that I went to. I forgot to tell you about this, actually. On Friday, I met a guy who was like, who was making jokes about eating himself to death and that he really wants to get type 2 diabetes at 24. Like, just really dark humor. And then he was like, yeah, well, and then I'll turn to the doctor and say, well, this didn't kill me because I was already dead inside. And I'm like, Alex, did you come to the pre-release with me? And he's got a beard. He looks disheveled like you do sometimes. Like... I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm just kidding.
I would say notably since high school, Alex.
Yeah.
Has,
oh yeah.
Has
no. He
disowned
has. No, he
some
has,
of the disheveledness.
He absolutely has. That was very much a joke. But this dude looks super disheveled, and had Alex.
Well, it could be
humor.
Alex Jr. Then.
Yeah, that's why I called him Alex Jr. Alex is the better model, I would say.
Okay.
From my 20-minute
Alex
not
2.0.
Talking to this guy, just listening.
He meant
to his
the
jokes.
OG Alex
conversation.
How does that feel to be the better model? I guess it's a good thing.
I think that's a good thing.
Is anything ever as good as the original, though?
Who's OG, Alex?
The one you met, because he's the disheveled one, which is what Alex was back in the Disney
Yeah, but that
day.
Doesn't... Okay, but he can still be OG, Alex, and that can still be Alex Jr. He just got an update. It's a firmware update. It's okay. Not... Like, I didn't swap him out for a different Alex. Yeah, yeah, it's the graduation.
It's an operating
update.
System update, if we're going to be proper nerd language. Because, I mean, when's the last time you saw a firmware update do anything real to your phone? Never.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't
Those
change.
Those are the ones that run in the background.
You know what? Whatever.
That change the internal workings. And I don't know if Alex has internally changed.
I think he has. I think he has since high school.
What's the most notable change? Inward change. Inside. Deep inside.
I'll let Alex answer first. Oh, Alex has no idea. Alex doesn't know himself. That's an issue.
He doesn't like when the conversation turns to him.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know all of myself, but
Camden
I feel like
is,
I know most of myself.
No one can hear Alex.
He
You'll
pretended.
Have to repeat that.
Yes, he pretended to know himself in high school. That's the biggest difference. Is now he knows that he doesn't know himself. How can Alex figure out who he is?
Okay. Well, Camden is excellent at reading people, evidently, as we've learned in many weeks past.
Yes, I am. The biggest change of Alex since high school.
Uh-huh.
I either got to say like
Alex is giggling as this is occurring.
Like a much more deep desire for like companionship since high school, I think is something that he's developed a little bit.
So he was super loner in high school.
He wasn't a loner per se, but I don't think the romantic desire loner. Was necessarily there.
Okay, no sexual desire.
I mean, maybe. I'm not entirely sure on that one. Okay. I think it's more of a priority now than it was when I knew him in high school. Much more of a priority now, which is definitely a change.
So like romantic companionship. In all of its many forms.
Yeah, in that happens in one or two nights.
Wow, that was a really evil laugh you just had there. That was really sinister. that was like a weird gotcha laugh, like it was some big secret. It's like, we're bringing it into the open.
Dude, evil laughs, man. I tell you what.
Dude.
I tell you what. Evil laughs.
Oh. Yeah?
You think anybody would do that? You fool! You ready to get out of here? You want to give us your best evil laugh before we get out?
No.
No, please. Yeah, that was a very okay.
That was
so we
weird.
Did it.
Alex
sync,
and Cam
please.
Just did it at the same time. That makes me uncomfortable.
Oh no! Do your evil laugh. Do it.
I don't have an evil laugh.
Come on.
I'm not evil.
Give it your best try.
What was that, Alex? Is it funny that I think I'm not evil?
Channel your darkness.
Oh, wow. That
Lead
was...
me into everlasting darkness.
Come I don't want to go to the shadow realm.
Do it.
I don't want it.
You know what? We'll end on that. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. We can't thank you enough for tuning in, but did you know that you can join the conversation on our app or website, truechat.org? It's a fun place to be.
Hey, Cam, I knew.
Hey, if you already
listen to
podcasts.
Alex doesn't, because he doesn't listen to anything we do.
On iTunes.
He hates it.
Stitcher. Or some other platform, like Ben does.
You just shrugged that off. That was a solid acknowledgement of his deep hatred.
You can also subscribe to our shows there.
For what? True Chat.
Wait, why? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, nah, he doesn't do it because he hates everything. He's just like...
I guess, yeah. I don't think it's exceeded hatred. I just think it's kind of a negativity. It's a shroud.
With the amount of time he spends on the internet, you think he would find a little bit of time to listen to True Chat?
No. Why would he listen? He's right here. He's not going to listen to this
show. Other, well, yeah. The other stuff he's not on.
Yeah.
Which sports he wouldn't listen to.
No. The only thing he'd listen to is politics. But, yeah. But he doesn't even... He doesn't like to do that either. He likes to make fun of politics. He doesn't
like to participate in the actual serious solution
to politics. That's the one thing I wanted to talk about the protest. Okay. we now know... Yeah, we now know...
Okay.
That the protest is a thing.
Hey,
right?
People, just in case you're wondering, this is why you listen to the end.
This is why you listen to the end.
This is where the best stuff happens.
Because this is where the best stuff happens.
And if you've ever doubted it.
All the reads, and then we continue to go.
This is
going to
suck really bad, probably.
Who cares? We need a solution now, yeah? Like, I've heard everybody and their mother be like, oh, don't kneel for the anthem. Or you kneel for the anthem and you hate America. I don't care. If the problem actually exists, now let's talk about solutions for people that actually want to protest it. That's what I'm ready for. I'm tired of people just like, well, I'm on this side. No, I'm on this side. But what are we actually protesting? Like, find
it. Yeah.
Find it. Get a solution.
Yep.
That's my end. That's my end.
Yep. I love when people start a movement and then they ask, why did you do this thing? And they're like, I didn't mean to, but it kind of happened.
But it just kind of happened that way. Anyway, for the True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati, Ohio, my name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T. Weller.
We will see you next time on the True Chat Show. Be the change.